today, Saturday, July 23rd, 2011, all day, near as we can tell. I do appreciate you checking in and supporting Republic Broadcasting Network and the advertisers you hear on RBN that allow us to have this airtime and allow us to have alternative media, an alternative to the pabulum and the programming and the brainwashing that is perpetuated nearly on every other level outside of what you're listening to on RBN. There's a handful of alternative networks out there that are doing a great job, like RBN. You know who they are. You listen to them as well. You may even read some of them in your hometown if you have some independent alternative press. You may have access to, certainly on the Internet, alternative press, but it doesn't proliferate, and the brainwashing is overwhelming. It is sometimes debilitating, as we can hear from the previous host, Phil Pozderek. I always enjoy listening to Phil and his recounting of his recent visit to his family and how ultimately frustrating it was to have a discussion. And I totally sympathize with Phil. I was having an adult beverage with a friend of mine yesterday afternoon, evening, and he was echoing similar thoughts that you get to the point where you can't even have a discussion anymore with anybody because the problems are so paramount. They're so apparent. Everything from financial terrorism that's being perpetuated by our government and our administration right now, our de facto criminal corporatocracy, which we're going to get to in this show later, to the outright, blatant food terrorism that's being perpetuated on us, the ruining of crops and fields for future generations to be able to grow on, and the GMO hijacking of our food. I was listening to Darren Weeks earlier this morning, and he had an excellent guest on about the whole concept that food is a controlled substance, as the USDA considers it. I'd never heard it put quite that way, and I thought that was very insightful. So when you add all this up, yes, it is overwhelming and debilitating. But as a friend of mine shared with me in an email recently, a listener, Julie, you know who you are. Thank you for all your help and support. We can't give up the fight. All of us are doing the best we can incrementally in our own sphere of influence, in our own areas of expertise, own areas of where we excel. We're all doing the best we can, and it's that compartmentalized incremental efforts happening on multiple levels across multiple areas that has kept us from falling fully into the brink of full-scale tyranny, full-scale police state, 100% New World Order. They haven't quite beat us down yet. We're on the brink, I will agree, but the awakening has happened thanks to this wonderful tool, the Internet. I have likened it in the past to the age of awareness with the printing press and the revolutions that happened shortly after that. And I think that we are right there living in fascinating times and should be thankful we have the opportunity to fight for our future. So Common Sense Revisited, folks, that's the namesake of this show. And you can tune in to, you can check out Common Sense Revisited at commonsenserevisited.com. That is where you can download the modern day trip. Rest of the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: the origin and design of government in general, the concise remarks from the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and most importantly, of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. It's an excellent primer. I plug it every show when I start because it is a excellent piece of footnotes.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I would direct everybody to thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog.com. That's my personal blog where I do post show notes and links and videos that we listen to and discuss on each episode. There's also a place you can sign up for a newsletter, which I just started last week, if you want to get updates and so forth. So thirdrailblog.com is where you can go. And today, we're going to talk about financial terrorism. We're going to talk about is gold money? And we're going to talk about what are you doing in your local community? Because I like to talk about some macro stuff that keeps us all distracted because of the media and the national stuff. You can't get away from it, unfortunately. It's just in your face, and it's constantly barraging us. At the same time, I try to challenge listeners, you know, what are you doing locally? Have you made any effort to do anything locally, whether it's to get know your neighbors, go to a local Liberty Alliance meetup? And we're going to talk about some things you can actually do locally after we talk about some of this macro stuff. Because it's good to have some of this macro national perspective, much like Phil offered at the last episode regarding the national debt. He had some phenomenal statistics could help you with, you know, frankly speaking, trying to bring some common sense, revisiting common sense with your friends, family, neighbors. So let's jump into that. All of us have been barraged about this debt ceiling and the Republicans versus the Democrats and all that fun stuff. And now the biggest threat that just came out is that Obama is throwing down that, not sure you can make the Social Security payment. So I'm going to, here in just a few seconds, play this first clip. This is this is CNN reporting on CBS interviewing President Obama regarding Social Security checks and that they are at risk. So take a listen. This is about a one-minute clip.
Republicans battle over a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling. President Obama is issuing a dire warning. In an interview with CBS News today, Obama says, absent a deal, he cannot guarantee older Americans will continue to receive their Social Security checks.
Can you tell the folks at home that no matter what happens, the Social Security checks are going to go out on August the 3rd? There are about $20 billion worth of Social Security checks that have to go out the day after the government is supposedly going to go into default.
Well, this is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans' checks. These are folks on disability and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out.
Can you guarantee, as president, those checks will go out on August the 3rd?
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers.
Administration officials have warned that a failure to raise the current $14.3 trillion ceiling by August 2nd could trigger a partial default. Top lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are scheduled to resume negotiations with President Obama at the White House at 3:45 this afternoon.
So that was, you know, the veiled threat that he can't guarantee that these checks are going to go out. And if you think about it for a second, those were what Phil was referring to as the benefits and the Social Security payments that we've all purportedly paid into. Actually, many of us have. If you ever get a payroll check, you've paid into it. And what, you know, you never hear about in terms of these as Obama has stated before in a different clip that I don't have, let me explain to you the difference between a professional politician and the general public, you know, just completely marginalizing the people as idiots. Unfortunately, many have been dumbed down. But regardless, what we don't hear is the federal agencies. There's no veiled threat that the Department of Agriculture is not going to get its check, or the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms aren't going to continue to get their money so they can continue to wage war against Americans on the border. You know, you don't hear anything about the IRS not getting paid so they can continue to coercively steal from us. So, you know, it's just amazing that how that is set up. That just, I call it a false flag financial terrorist act. A friend of mine I was talking to last night, he said, you know, we're way overdue for another false flag, you know, and I said, well, I actually think one's happening right in front of us as we speak. And evidence of that would be Congressman Dennis Kucinich. The day after Obama went on the air of CBS Evening News, the Ministry of Truth, Kucinich came out, and he talked about stop playing political games with Social Security. And he references a Washington Post article, which I'll get to right after this clip we're going to play. It's just about 2 minutes long. Let's go ahead and listen.
3 months ago, 276 experts on Social Security, the federal budget, or the economy wrote to President Obama, quote, to correct a commonly held misconception that Social Security somehow contributes to the federal government's deficit, unquote. Despite the fact that Social Security has a $2.6 trillion surplus and can pay 100% of its benefits through 2037 without any cuts or tax increases, President Obama declared yesterday that Social Security checks may not go out after August 2nd, presumably unless there's a deal on the federal deficit, which has nothing to do with Social Security. According to today's Washington Post, 15 years ago, Congress passed laws which stated Social Security did not count against the debt limit and gave Treasury clear authority to use Social Security trust funds to pay benefits and administration expenses in the event a debt ceiling is reached. A fake Social Security crisis will do nothing to solve a real debt crisis, will undermine the public's faith in government, and will create unnecessary anxiety among our elderly. Stop playing political games with Social Security. I yield back.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from California.
That was a a fairly succinct throwdown by Kucinich, which I'm always, I enjoy listening to Dennis many times. He's a little bit of a truth seeker out there, more so than our other Congresscrats. And he referenced a, I apologize, let me turn that off. I'm working from my office today again, folks, and that's why there's some other background noise here. I needed to turn that on mute. I'm not even sure how I do that. What I wanted to reference, and it's at thirdrailblog.com, so because he cited a Washington Post article, and I've got a link to it at thirdrailblog.com. It's a July 13th article, and hold on 1 second here. I'm going to read from it some of it. It's really worthwhile. All right, here we go. It's titled, Can President Obama Keep Saying Social Security Benefits Even If the Debt Ceiling, Keep Paying Social Security Benefits Even If the Debt Ceiling Is Reached? And what they do is, hold on 1 second here, folks. You know what that was? That was one of those automated calls, and I am just going to take this thing off the hook. My apologies, everybody. So, all right, Washington Post article. They really actually called this out, and it gave Dennis Kucinich some of the fodder for his statements. They talk about how, what if there is a way to keep paying Social Security benefits despite hitting the debt ceiling? And they say the facts. The answer to this question is highly technical. The Bipartisan Policy Center report, which looked closely at the problem, is silent on this issue. We, meaning the Washington Post, queried the administration about this, and they have a link to that inquiry. When Obama made his statement last week and got a confusing answer, in effect, we were told the answer is complex, but as a practical matter, is no, because there would be not enough cash to pay benefits. But others, including Jason Fichtner, a former deputy Social Security administrator during the Bush administration, now at George Mason University, believes this explanation is unsatisfactory. He notes that Social Security holds the... This is out of hand. He notes that Social Security holds $2.6 trillion in special issued Treasury securities. Those bonds are part of the $14.3 trillion debt amassed by the U.S. government, and benefits are paid out of those securities. So, the theory goes, if Treasury redeemed the needed Social Security bonds and issued new marketable Treasury bonds to make good on the Social Security bonds, it would be a one-for-one swap, and the debt ceiling would not be increased. Okay, so I'm back. The key statement on this from this Washington Post article is from this Jason Fichtner, and he is the former deputy administrator for the Social Security Administration during the Bush administration, and he states, I'm now 99.
I have an elderly loved one. Please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you could live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you for bearing with me during some technical difficulties. And we were talking about the financial terrorism that I think is being perpetuated upon the mainstream Americans who don't know any better and don't have the wherewithal to look up and understand the nuances of our complex criminal corporatocracy called a federal government that we all are under the thumb of because of our contracts of adhesion are unbeknownst to us signing up to become citizen slaves. What I'm trying to do is just paint a picture that, you know, perhaps you can, you know, bring to the dinner table or the coffee shop or your local tavern that will lend some common sense to the discussion. That, frankly speaking, there is $2.6 trillion in the Social Security Fund. It has nothing to do with the public debt. And that when Obama throws down the checks may not be written, he is bold-faced lying. Let me repeat that, lying to you. And, you know, this shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, we were lied to by Bush as well. So this isn't about a partisanship thing on my part. This is about the chief thief, the chief liar in charge, and their and his dissemination of information from the top down to scare the sheeple into accepting more debt, into accepting more wars, into accepting more welfare. And we're just trying to, you know, bring a little bit of information to the table that hopefully you can use. I see. Yeah. No, I will go to that subject after this next break. So just trying to bring you a little bit of information that you can use in your discussions with your friends, family, and neighbors. And if you want to get drilled down on details about the Washington Post article that I was referring to, you can go to thirdrailblog.com, and there you will see the videos that we just played the clips of and the link as well. And the perpetuation of misinformation, you know, doesn't cease. The fact that we're borrowing, you know, what we're haggling over is borrowing money to pay back money we've already borrowed. And, you know, this whole concept that whether or not our ratings as a nation is going to be downgraded or not has been discussed as well. And many people forget, you know, because we're all, our memories are so short, attention spans are so short. But during the previous Financial Terrorist False Flag Act, which was the TARP bailout, and I've played clips about that before, how the congressman from Wisconsin, whose name escapes me, Brad, I think was his first name, you know, said that we were told behind closed doors that there will be, you know, martial law declared if we don't give these billions of dollars away to all the Wall Street fat cats. You remember that? Well, that was the previous one. These things are perpetuated upon us. And back then, if you recall, the rating agencies that were part and parcel, hand in hand, responsible for fluffing up the derivatives market, you know, covering up the credit default swaps. You know, it's been written about extensively. You know, Matt Taibbi's article in Rolling Stone, if you want to search engine that. You know, the Great American Bubble Machine, that's part of it. It's an excellent piece. You know, Moody's and Standard & Poor's were a couple of the rating agencies that were completely out of school. They completely abdicated their responsibilities and their role as rating agencies. And I remember, you know, specifically, you know, them being just taken out to the woodshed. They were no longer going to be, you know, used and so forth. And then a few months after the TARP bailout came out, I remember, you know, reading in the Wall Street Journal, you know, the other mouthpiece of the Ministry of Truth, that the Federal Reserve was decreeing from on high, you know, just decreeing, you know, that they were back into favored status, that the very rating agencies that had helped allow and perpetuate the previous piece of financial terrorism, they were now back in favor, and everything was going to be okay because they were back in vogue. So the cycle just doesn't stop, and the Federal Reserve is at the foundation of the problem, as we all know. And, you know, I was glad to hear Phil read his one of his listeners' comments on the air that was, you know, calling him out, so to speak. And Phil fell on his sword, you know, relatively diplomatically. I'll give him that. I take a little bit of a different stance on Ron Paul as Phil and LB did in the previous segment. And I'm probably going to get cut off here soon for the break at the bottom half of the hour, but I'll try and get this out quickly. You know, I have a hard time being super critical of people if I haven't stood in their shoes before. And I'm not giving Ron Paul a pass on everything, all the mistakes he's made. I live in Iowa. I've been part of the effort to help, you know, create awareness for Ron Paul back in 2007 and 2008. And I saw firsthand some of the what I consider to be planned opposition tactics by some of the Ron Paul campaign operators. And, you know, I was one of the vocal, very vocal people who called out some BS that went on. And so I totally understand, you know, that. But as far as Ron Paul goes and his, you know, at the kind of macro level, nobody's raised the bar, in my opinion, in the last, you know, 10 years with regards to awareness to the subject matter. And, yeah, he might not be throwing down on the table. Here's the step ABC to go expatriate, but he is creating an environment and an atmosphere that these things can even be discussed, that these things can even be talked about at your respective church or coffee shop or family dinner table, and it not be, you know, complete look at you like you can totally have five eyes. All right. So I'm gonna touch a little bit more on this after the break here. Please remember to support those you hear on RBN so we can continue to have these discussions on this network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. And, you know, we need to put a plug out there for republicbroadcasting.org as well. The website continues to be extremely informative. Always has excellent articles linked there at the top. You know, how to start a one-acre self-sustained community, the USDA invasive species sham. There's a piece on there about an angry Canton, Ohio police officer that's worth checking out. You know, World Trade Center Building 7 expert dies in a car crash. I just saw that for the first time. You know, there's one, you know, around the dinner table. You know, what do you think about the details of that third building that fell during 9/11? And then wait for the silence, because nobody will know what the heck you're talking about the third building, World Trade Center, building number 7. So, you know, thank you, RBN, for continuing to put great information up there. I encourage everybody to go there and support RBN any way you can. You can donate there. You can subscribe to the archives there. You can also, which I've just started paying attention to, and it's probably been there for months, and I didn't know this, you can listen on your phone to the broadcast from RBN, not the call-in number, which is different. They have only a handful of lines, they have a limited number of lines to use for that call-in number, but they have an actual phone number you can use, and that's 712 712-432-0075, 712-432-0075, and you use the access code, which is 118-466, pound, 118-466, pound. Now, go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can copy it down and so forth. I just put it on my Twitter account as well for those who might actually be following me on Twitter and get something on the road or something like that. They can, instead of logging into the internet and so forth, they can actually listen to the phone. I used it today to listen to Phil on my way down to my office, so it was very helpful, and I really appreciate RBN making that available. So back to the constructive criticism about, you know, Ron Paul, and yes, there's some eminently frustrating things about Ron Paul. A lot of times he doesn't, not a lot of times, but there are occasions when you wish his game was a little, you know, higher. But man, can you imagine being in his shoes, you know, for consistently for 30 years, documenting and writing and standing on the House of the Congress and fighting the corporatocracy? You know, being the only one within maybe two or three people. You know, there was Congressman McDonald from Georgia, who was in the early 70s, one of the more commonsensical folks. He died in a plane crash when he started exposing the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Congressman McDonald was the one that's quoted as saying that our liberties and our freedoms are secured by the four boxes, the soapbox, the ballot box, the jury box, and the ammo box. I know that's, if you want to look up Congressman McDonald, he was one of the few when Ron Paul started that was out there. But have you walked in his shoes is the way I look at it. When I get frustrated and upset about what I see, you know, we invest so much in these handful of leaders that can actually, you know, are lighting the way a little bit, if you will, a lot, in my opinion, with Ron Paul. So, you know, maybe, you know, it's time to go to a place where Ron Paul is, which is coming up soon here in Iowa, where I live, and maybe I'll try and ask him about expatriation. Do you recommend it, Dr. Paul? Would you talk about it to your constituents, to the public? And let's see. So rather than, you know, cast aspersions, I think it's time to ask the question and see see what he has to say at that point. Not to mention the fact, I can't imagine the pressure that's put on him and his family and so forth. So I'm not trying to make excuses. Everybody's welcome to their opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people out there think he's compromised and so forth. But, you know, let's jump over to Ron Paul. I'm referring to a video that I've embedded at my blog, thirdrailblog.com, where he had Ben Bernanke in a hearing. And this was on July 13th. And the clip is about 5 minutes long, the total clip. We're going to jump in at about 3:45 into it towards the end of this clip, towards the end of his questions and remarks from Bernanke. And this is a segment where there's an exchange about does Bernanke think gold is money and so forth. And then we're going to talk about the 1792 Coinage Act after this. And there's some interesting stuff here. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Of budget deficits or anything like that. In terms of what we were trying to do, of course, the reason the Federal Reserve was founded a century ago was to try to address the problems arising from financial panics, which did, by the way, occur in an unregulated environment in the 19th century. We provided liquidity and short-term loans to help financial system stabilize. We did that not because we particularly care about the managers or the shareholders of financial firms.
I hate to interrupt, but my time is about up. But I would like to suggest that you say it's not spending money. Well, it's money out of thin air. You put it into the market, you hold assets, and the assets aren't, you know, they are diminishing in value when you buy up bad assets. But very quickly, if you could answer another question, because I'm curious about this. You know, the price of gold today is $1,580. The dollar during these last 3 years was devalued almost 50%. When you wake up in the morning, do you care about the price of gold?
Well, I pay attention to the price of gold, but I think it reflects a lot of things. It reflects global uncertainties. I think the reason people hold gold is as a protection against what we call tail risk, really, really bad outcomes. And to the extent that the last few years have made people more worried about potential of a major crisis, then they have gold as a protection.
Do you think gold is money?
No.
It's not money. Even if it has been money for 6,000 years, somebody reversed that and eliminated that economic law.
Well, it's you know, it's an asset. I mean, it's the same. Would you say Treasury bills are money? I don't think they're money either, but they're financial assets.
Why do central banks hold it?
Well, it's the form of reserves.
Why don't they hold diamonds?
Well, it's tradition, long-term tradition.
Now, some people still think it's money. I yield back. My time is up.
Thank you.
Pretty interesting exchange there that our chairman of the Federal Reserve is claiming that gold is not money. I don't know about you, but if somebody offered me a bona fide gold coin in exchange for a service or product that I was providing, I would take it. I'm sure many of you listening to this broadcast would take it as payment and remuneration as well. But let's look at what the public law, this is from 1792, the 1792 Coinage Act, and I happen to be flipping through the book by Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. This is the excellent book Ronald McDonald is off and on with John Stadtmiller on his segments on RBN, a book I can't recommend more. They Own It All, Including You. And I was flipping through this and just happened to stumble upon their explanation of the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, I'm doing a sidebar here. The Federal Reserve, by the Federal Reserve Act, is exempt from paying any taxes or except property taxes, that is. And so, yeah, here it is. Federal Reserve banks, including the capital stock and surplus therein and the income derived therefrom, shall be exempt from federal, state, and local taxation. So they're an exempt foreign corporation. They just get to operate completely with impunity. And meanwhile, the chair of it doesn't even consider gold money. So what does the 1792 Coinage Act says? It says, this is section 16, and be it further enacted that all the gold and silver coins which shall have been struck at and issued from the said mint shall be a lawful tender in all payments whatsoever, those of full weight according to the respective values herein before described, and those of less than full weight at values proportional to their respective weights. So, you know, I don't know how much more succinct it can get than gold is money. As we go on, I went to this website called runtogold.com. That's where I found this the citation. It's a pretty. I got a link at it at thirdrailblog.com. And there was another clip there, of all things, from this year. And it was, of all people, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich standing together speaking to Fox Business, which, by the way, those of you that do have cable and watch it, I have to say Fox Business is light years ahead of, you know, and this is like being the tallest midget, unfortunately, in cable news. They are light years ahead of all the other networks. They're doing some decent things considering the mainstream context that they're in. But this is a 1 minute and 33 clip, second clip. I think we have time to play before the break. I want to make sure of that here. Yeah, so let's go ahead and play this, and then hopefully it speaks for itself, and then we'll talk about it right after the clip. Go ahead.
Printing money is literally counterfeit, and if you equate it to counterfeit, the founders hated counterfeit. In the Coinage Act of 1792, they said that if you counterfeit the currency of the nation, you deserve the death penalty. But here we just casually accept, well, the Federal Reserve, we don't know who they are, but they always do good things. We'll let them counterfeit. But hopefully that's coming to an end.
Look, if you add $3.3 trillion to the monetary supply in the fall of 2008, is it any wonder, I ask this to both of you, then in the spring of 2011, the price of everything is going up. Too much money chasing too few goods. It's an economics 101, almost textbook definition of the cause of inflation. Congressman Kucinich and then Congressman Paul.
You know, in listening to what you said, something occurs to me. I mean, the money hasn't been used to create jobs. It's being used to create more wealth for a few people.
Right.
That is a huge problem for a democracy.
Congressman Paul.
And this is absolutely true. When you create money, you don't create wealth, you push prices up. But the real unfairness of this is all prices and all labor does not go up evenly. Some wages go up, profits go up on Wall Street. Real wages actually go down as prices rise. So that is why it's so evil and sinister and immoral and it's unconstitutional. And we're coming to the day with the monetary crisis that's coming, we're going to come to the day where we are going to have monetary reform, and hopefully we can participate in doing something very positive in that area.
So that was a clip from Judge Napolitano speaking with Kucinich and Ron Paul. And that Coinage Act of 1792, Section 19 is what he is referring to. The last sentence of it reads, in part, it says here, and if any of the said officers or persons shall embezzle any of the metals which shall at any time be committed to their charge for the purpose of being coined, or any of the coins which shall be struck or coined at the said mint, every such officer or person who shall commit any or either of the said offenses shall be deemed guilty of a felony and shall suffer death. So, yeah, that was how strongly the founders of our charters of freedom felt about the, reproducing money falsely. And just had a Halfsimer's moment there, folks. I played Peter Schiff months ago when the Bernard von Notthaus incident happened and his federal court hearing was convened and the jury found him guilty of counterfeiting. Thank you. That was the term. Jeez. And so that's how strong the founders felt. By the way, sidebar on Bernard von Notthaus. If you go to Michael Badnarik's blog, constitutionpreservation.org, constitutionpreservation.org, and I'll put a link to it at my blog as well, he gives an update on Bernard's situation, and it looks like GATA, the gold advocacy group, GATA, has taken on his appeal, helped with his appeal. They're going to file an amicus brief as a friend of Bernard von Notthaus, and apparently they are claiming, and I'm going to mess this term up. First impression is what they're claiming. They're claiming that this case is a first impression Supreme Court case regarding counterfeiting and the ability for the people to conduct their own exchange of goods and services with their own money. So it's kind of important. It's, again, you won't hear it on the mainstream news. You won't hear it, you know, anywhere else but networks like this. And so that's worth checking out. So I know we're going to have a break here in just a little bit. And I want to, that was all a lot of the macro talk going on here about the big picture stuff. I want to drill down on some of the, local, and things happening in your region and your county and so forth. And last, show, I talked about, you know, getting a hold of your grand jury in your county. And for all of those that out there, they're aware of the de jure versus the de facto. I'm fully aware and cognizant that I am operating in a corporation, that my county government, that my city government, that my state government, they are not true governments, that they are corporatocracies. I'm fully aware of it, okay? And I hope you are too, folks that are listening. We've written about it in our newspaper, the River Cities Reader. You could just search engine rcreader.com, corporatocracy. There's plenty of evidence of it. I played a clip from Representative West last week, the Florida congressman, who said out loud on television that Obama is the chief executive officer of this corporation called the United States of America. So it's not really, it's not a secret anymore, folks. All right. They are for-profit corporations. They're doing the bidding of the banks and the bar association. All right. And they being the courts, especially are nothing but, discharging debt for the banks and the, bar association. So I'm well aware of that. But meanwhile, The people in general in the county are you can't hit them with a fire hose. You can't drown them with this information. They need to be brought along. And what better place to start bringing some people along than one of the factions that does have some influence and authority over the corporatocracy, and that is the de facto grand jury. In your county, at least in Iowa, there is a grand jury that is randomly selected, much like petit juries for, you know, small jury trials, but they are seated for a year. And there are provisions in our state constitution about that, and there are provisions in this codified code of how many people are on that in the criminal rules of procedure. And have you looked up and found out who your grand jurors are? Because one of the obligations and duties of that grand jury is to investigate investigate allegations of wrongdoing by public officers. And as we have asserted here, how can the people bring any allegations to that grand jury if they don't know who the grand jury is? And it went all, our inquiry went all the way to the Attorney General in Iowa, and it came back, you need to make it public. And in our lifetime here in this county, nobody had asked for this before. And so subsequently, I'm challenging listeners out there to at least go find out who is on your seated de facto grand jury. Have they rotated? Have they? Maybe they haven't been rotating per what your own statutory code says should be done. Maybe they're not even following their own rules. And once you know who these folks are, then you can start reaching out to them and discussing what the duties, their duties and obligations are with regards to indictable offenses. And I can hear the music, folks. We've got to take the break for last break for the segment. And I do want to remind everybody to stay tuned for Richard McKay, Radio Free America, coming up. Radio Free Market, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
And we are back, everybody, and I really appreciate you suffering through some technical difficulties today, folks. I have a new microphone I'm trying to use. It's an external one. I hope it sounds a little better. I'm trying to fine-tune it and tune it in. So bear with me. I should have it down by next week. Can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening to Common Sense Revisited. Check out the website, commonsenserevisited.com.
thirdrailblog.com is where you can get the show notes from today, links and so forth. I will be posting a couple of follow-up notes based on some things we talked about today, including a link to the book They Own It All, Including You, by Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan. And so back to the discussion about grand juries before this time is up. And, you know, I was, as many of you listened to this over the years, over the couple of years, know I was involved with Continental Congress. I was one of the people that helped get it organized and manage their website and so forth, and helped get the Articles of Freedom published and so forth. And still a document, you know, that is worth going back to, folks. I'll put a link to it at my show links. Article 7 is on juries in the Seventh Amendment, and it relates to the grand jury discussion that we're talking about here. Because here are the remedial instructions to each of the several states. Number one, amend the rules governing civil and criminal cases to require judges to apprise plaintiffs and defendants of their right under the Seventh Amendment to a common law jury. Just to even have that within the rules of criminal procedure is phenomenal, okay? Number two, amend the rules governing civil and criminal cases to require all judges in cases where the state is a party to the case to apprise all jurors of the judge's conflict of interest. Now, that's huge. If you think about it, how many cases come before the court where the only injured party is the state? I'm going to tell you, at least half of them, if not more, it is the injured party is the state. I'm getting some Skype chats here. Sorry about that. Trying to focus here. One of the things that we're hoping to do here in Scott County with our grand jury is explain to them the big picture of their duties and obligations. And part of that includes drawing to their attention rules of criminal procedure. And I would encourage you, if you're going to go down this path, to go find your codified rules of criminal procedure, because in it there will probably be something called information. And in Iowa, it is Rule 2.5, which in a nutshell says that for any crime that has jail time found guilty for more than 30 days, an indictment can be brought whether or not the grand jury is in session or not. Because a bar card holding attorney can bring a point of information before a magistrate, another bar card holding attorney, and they can sign off on it together and therefore bypass the grand jury's oversight, purview, and authority, frankly. And that's what's happening every day in our court systems, especially when the injured party is the state. To wit, a friend of mine is, I was just in a sentencing hearing this week. He got a 2-year sentence on top of his previous 2-year sentence for a repeated offense of driving without a driver's license. And, you know, we're past the merits of the case. You know, he lost in court and so forth. And, of course, how could he win with regards to the state, you know, being the injured party? Of course they're going to adjudicate him guilty. The last thing they want to see is anybody understand or get the word out that that there is no requirement to have a driver's license to have personal conveyance, to the right to travel and so forth, which is, you know, I could dedicate a whole other show to, and many people who are smarter than I on this matter have talked about it on this network. But meanwhile, where I'm going with this is he's been indicted without a grand jury. Now, imagine if the facts of the case went before a grand jury before the indictment. Imagine if that happened and you had a grand jury of peers. There's at least a modicum of a chance that justice might be served and that there would be more awareness in your county about the corporatocracy and about how their authority and their purview has been circumvented. So we're almost finished with the toolkit. We're going to send as an open letter. Once it's an open letter, I'll have it published, and therefore I can read it. And encourage everybody to stay tuned for Michael McKay. He's coming up next. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom?